Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, at your service. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me, too, by the way, because we got our good buddy, Dr. Robert McTeer, back on the show. Bob, he says we can call him Bob, and he's our good friend. He's here. He's the former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former member of the Fed for a long, long time, member of the FOMC, which is the group that's meeting today, the committee that's meeting today to talk about the economy and what the Fed's going to do with regard to monetary policy, what they can do to help or whatever to the economy. And Bob was a part of that, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust since 1999. Currently, he's a distinguished fellow with the NCPA, National Center for Policy Analysis, and our good friend Bob McTeer. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good
you
to have
just
you.
Reminded me of Mac Davis. Isn't he the one that said it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way?
That's exactly right. That was one of his songs. That's my theme song. I love that. That was a great song. Hey, Bob, in the old days, when you were part of the Fed, you weren't able to meet with me on the day like today because you were in those meetings, and you and I couldn't talk for a couple of weeks in front of or after the Fed meeting. But we would have some of your economist peers on the show, if you can actually have a peer, and we'd talk about you guys. And we'd always, in those days, we didn't know what the Fed was going to do, so I'd kind of hold off on the Fed, you know, whatever the prediction was going to be, theirs and mine, until the end of the show. For the last couple of three years, we haven't had to worry about that because everybody knew what the Fed was going to do. It was basically, in terms of interest rates, basically nothing. And that's kind of where we are right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Interest rates are on the floor and likely to stay there for a while. Yeah, but most people think that interest rates and monetary policy are the same thing, but there's a little more to monetary policy than interest rates, and therefore, even though they're out of the interest rate bullets, they still have other kinds of bullets, like the ability to make the credit grow, money supply grow, and so forth through open market operations.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you. They've run out of interest rate bullets because they can't go any lower. The only bullets they can use with regard to that is if they raise interest rates, which they would only do if the economy was healthier, and that doesn't seem to be anywhere in sight right now, Bob. So
right.
if they went lower, that'd mean they'd be paying me to borrow money, and I'd line up for that. And you know, most people would too, I think. But talk to us about these other monetary steps they could take.
Well, in normal times, what the Fed would do to ease policy or make it a little easier is to buy government securities in the market, and the sellers then put the proceeds in the bank, so bank reserves increase, and banks then can lend more and create more deposits, so the money supply is increasing. And the act of doing that all puts a little downward pressure on interest rates. So you got interest rates and the expansion of money and credit all working together. Well, you still got the expansion of money and credit possible, just without the interest rate part.
But isn't this kind of what has happened over the last 10 years, where we've had a very accommodative money supply situation? And in those days, that's kind of what got us into this problem we got right now. But now the Fed is trying to do the same thing, and there are not that many takers out there, are there?
There are great parallels between what's going on right now and what went on after the 2001 recession,
right,
that everybody is now critical of. People forget that when we started recovering from the 2001 recession, after two or three months, the unemployment rate started rising again, mm-hmm. and the inflation rate kept falling, and Alan Greenspan became worried about deflation, and that led to low interest rates, which people say fed the housing boom.
It was not only low interest rates, though. There was a lot of cash.
A lot of cash, but as the chairman always pointed out, that was a worldwide phenomenon.
Right.
Also, there was a lowering of the risk premium around the world. Risky credits became almost as cheap as solid credits. There's very little distinction made, and he would say one of the things that happened in the crisis was that the mispricing of risk.
Right.
Caught up with everybody.
Hold on that thing, Bob. We've got to take a quick break, folks. As Bob said, not much the Fed's going to do on interest rates today. We don't know what other things they're going to do. And that's kind of that prediction. Quick break. We got more to come after these messages. Twin Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.